Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready to rip the manager, Keith?
Oh, I think we have to. I think we have to today. What is going on with that guy?
What year is it on
WEEI? It's been a bad year for him.
Rip the manager is like a great old pastime manager on WEEI.
Oh, man.
It's very, 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 very
Jim
deserved.
Jim Kerrigan?
For last night. Oh, my gosh.
Butch Hobson?
Don't even get me started on Kevin Kennedy.
Butch Hobson, firm handshake.
Oh, yeah?
The firmest. Yeah. Firmest.
You shaking his hand?
Of course I have.
Brag. You go right for the elbow?
Yeah, he was coaching the National, or managing the National Pride at the time.
Yeah, not coaching.
Did a couple of live shows from Holman Stadium. Wow. Historic Holman Stadium up in Nashville.
Oh, my God. Bro. Brag City out of the gate.
Had the skipper on the show.
Nice.
Broke my hand. I think he... Nice to meet you, Butch. Just crushed every bone in my hand. It was like, awesome. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'll be right back.
Did you interviewed him a second time?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I didn't shake.
No handshake.
I was like, oh, sorry, hands are full.
Chest
here.
Bump.
Hands are full. A little pound it. I just pound. We also interviewed Rich El Guapo Garces.
Nice. That's
as well.
Cat.
So, yeah, it was.
Sick brag, bro.
Seriously. We're going
to. Hey, guys, enough about me.
Give him the drop of workout.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Well, we need tomorrow's Friday. We have our weekend review, so we want to make sure we get a few, few brags.
No,
out of the
get
way.
A few of those in there. No, I mean it's very, very deserving. Alex Cora was back last night. Could you tell?
Oh my God,
the way he managed everything. I mean, the main thing is Crochet. I can't imagine anyone outside of Will Middlebrooks. I can't imagine anyone liking that decision making.
No, that was insane. We talked about it all day yesterday. Right,
we literally said
all day yesterday.
We read Lou's quote. I know he was joking, but Lou's like, I think he's got 187 pitches. You're like, 187 is murder. We talked about this yesterday.
He didn't even have 87.
He had a season low in pitches.
187, you mean 85 and get him out of there in the sixth?
He had a season low.
He
had not thrown as few as 85 pitches all year for the Boston Red Sox. We're like, this guy, and he said postgame, you're going to hear it coming up. Because I think this has gotten a little mischaracterized. I heard Greg and them talking about it this morning. Like, oh, Crochet was actually cool with it. Wrong. Did you hear him there when he got pulled out of the game or see it? When he got taken out of the game, he was pissed.
No, I don't think any starter is ever cool with it. I think some of them do a better job of, not blaming or finger pointing, things like that. But I don't think any of them are really happy about it, especially in a close game at the time when you take him out.
He also said after the game he was good for 110 or 115. He was ready to do that mentally going into the game. So Cora takes him out. After he gets Soto for a third time, he dominated Soto last night.
Yeah, he did.
And he gets him out of the lineup in the fifth inning with one away. He pulls him. He goes to Liam Hendricks. It actually short-term works out.
Sixth inning, but yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. After the fifth inning, in the sixth inning, he gets Liam Hendricks into the game. Hendricks gets two outs. He then asks for three more outs out of Hendricks. He brings him back out. Another classic Cora move.
Yeah, I don't think Hendricks is ready for that.
Hendricks fell apart. Yeah. He's all pissy, by the way, even before the game. We'll get to Liam Hendricks
and
his comments about Alex Cora. Bullpen blows the game. Hendricks blows the game. Cora blows the game. They lose 5-1. Now, they win the series. They're back below 500.
But they could have gone on for a sweep. They could have had a winning record going into this series against a really bad Baltimore team where you really could have maybe gained some more ground. But instead, you set yourself back down. 25 up, 26 down, and it made no sense because the last 2 days, last 3 days even, it's been a ton of bullpen. And, you know, we went back and forth on the whole Walker Buehler thing. And you blame him. I don't. But either way, he's out early. Finally comes off the IL. He gets thrown out of the game. So it's a ton of bullpen. So, like, man, they've had to overwork their bullpen. But those guys have all done a great job. They win back-to-back games where they allow one run as a team. And so you're going into this one. The Mets clearly aren't hitting great. And you're in a close game. And Garrett Crochet, we're like, this guy's going to have to go deep. We were joking about the pitches, the innings. We're trying to figure out the inning bet, the strikeout bets. Like, what is he going to do? I was thinking six minimum, maybe seven innings for him, and let's see where it goes. I'm not trying to blow his arm out. I understand all pitchers are fragile. This guy has never pitched wire to wire in a season. He's never thrown close to 200 innings. But this was a game where you needed him.
Last night wasn't the night to manage him.
No, you can do it next week. Hopefully Walker Buehler doesn't get thrown out of his next start where he's going before Garrett Crochet. And maybe you only need five innings out of Crochet, or you only need 90 pitches or whatever. But this was not the night to do that. And it also, you know, it's one thing if Crochet is really struggling and you're like, all right, well, what are we going to do? But no, you took the ball out of his hand. That was your decision to get him out of there when you did. And it was a mistake.
The time to manage him is when you were beating the Royals 10-1 and he was throwing 106 pitches. That might be a game where you go,
maybe get him out of there.
Maybe get him out of there. Now, yeah. I know they tacked on some runs late in that game, but like there will be times where you can manage him. Garrett Crochet's pitch totals this year, 88 in start one at Texas, which we thought was low at the time, five innings.
Yeah.
102, 107, 96, 96, 110, 94, 89. 106, 103, 85, season low last night.
Yeah, but they knew this was going to be a short one for them.
Well, that's what's bothering me, too. We're going to play these coming up. But it's like, I'm stunned. You said innings, Keith. I didn't really even think about it in terms of innings. I can't believe they took him out before 100 pitches.
Yeah, okay. Like that, I'm with you. Which should have lined up with six-plus innings, you know, go into the seventh and sort of see where that goes, see how quick the inning could be, possibly.
It's staggering. Yeah. They took him out before 100 pitches. And it's not like he was in trouble. He came out, he got Soto in the sixth inning, and they go, you're good.
Yeah.
And I don't know, did the cold weather have something to do with it? Cora was asked about that after the game, or maybe Crochet asked about it after the game. I hate that last night. And most of my criticism, if this sounds inconsistent, most of my criticism is Cora sticking with a starter or a reliever for too long. I think he's been abysmal at that all year. Brian Baio, Tanner Houck recently, he's done it with relievers. He did it last night with Liam Hendricks, leaving a guy in the game for too long. Crochet showed no signs of being in trouble.
But maybe
the first inning was a long inning, but like he had settled down. He was settled into the game.
He had one total walk in the game.
There were a ton of righties coming up in the lineup, which is why I think Cora got away from him. There were no signs of him needing any work. He was nowhere near his normal pitch count. That was baffling last night. The manager lost them the game.
Yeah.
For what?
For I don't know, because again, Cora has told us so many times, both like literally told us, but then also with his actions, that the games later in the year matter more. That's kind of what he has said, right? Like when he's talked about, oh, we want relief pitchers to have an opportunity to, you know, throw to Vlad Guerrero Jr. with first base open, or we want these guys, like, but this is going to help us later on. He said, he was like, well, if this was like the ALCS, maybe I'd do it differently. That's, like he said that.
I hated that answer.
So it's like, all right, so if they end up missing out on the playoffs.
That's a bad one, right?
If you miss the playoffs by a game or two, it's only going to be because of what happened in September. It's not going to be what happened in May. So I don't like that logic. Also, he seems to be inconsistent because Garrett Crochet, I think it was his second start where it was a lot better than his first start, and he went eight innings. And I remember even me being like, and maybe just because I've seen so much baseball over the last several years, Bragg, that I'm like, these guys are soft and you want to coddle them. I thought he was going to leave on a high note and be done after seven. I was almost surprised that he put him back in for another inning. And that was early in the year. And I was like, all right, maybe you do end up easing him into the year. His second and third start, he went over 100 pitches. So you're like, okay, they're kind of taking the training wheels off him a little bit, and this is how they're going to do it. And then in a game when you need him, in a game in which all of the relievers have been so busy the last week, they yank him in the sixth. It was bizarre.
So it's wild. And I think he's had a brutal year, and I think pressure is mounting on Alex Cora, who apparently was just happy to win the series, Keith. He doesn't want to build any momentum. Well, by the way, he didn't win anything in the series.
No.
He sat out a game.
No, Ramon Vasquez is your guy.
He got chucked two innings into the game the other night, three innings into the game the other night, and then he lost last night. So he had nothing to do with any of the momentum.
So he's having a really bad year.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any – and this has nothing to do with his – you know, putting his family first. So whatever side you're on that, put that to the side. He's had a bad year. This team has really high expectations. They're 51 games into the year. They have a losing record. He has butchered this Rafael Devers situation for a guy that is supposed to be this great player manager, and is one of the he's like the second highest paid manager in the game. It was important for the Red Sox to bring him back. The first base situation's been a mess, so I put that on him. The way he has used some of these relievers has been a mess.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The funny thing is, you know, we've now seen almost 2 full games of what the team looks like without him. It's only 2 games. It's only 2 out of 51.
Yeah, I'm okay with that small
sample
size.
But those 2 games look pretty good for the Red Sox and for the anti-Cora people.
And they didn't just win. It was the way he managed the bullpen. You looked at it and go, well, that's different. Vasquez used the bullpen differently than Cora, who, again, wanted 5 outs out of Liam Hendricks. Why?
Yeah.
So let's get to some of the post-game audio.
And now he's steaming, too. So add that to the pile for Cora to deal with.
And he didn't help himself with how he pitched, unfortunately.
No, he didn't.
But let's get to some of this with your phone call. 617-779-7937. Variety of ways you can get in touch with Jones and Keefe. That's your phone and text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. A lot of people view it there as well. Let me hear from Alex Cora after the game. We'll play Crochet right after because there was clear miscommunication between the player and the manager on how deep Crochet was going to work into the game. Here's Alex Cora.
He did a good job. I mean, it was one of those days that we circle up that we're going to be short. And they put some good at-bats early on, followed up some pitches. The pitcher got up in the first inning, but after that he was efficient and gave us enough.
You started that you were going to be short with him.
Yeah.
How tough is that?
It's not tough.
No, when it lines up with the
day we're both. It's not tough. It's for the benefit of the player. We're here for the long run, and we need that guy to make his starts. And for us to go to where we feel we can go, we need him. And you guys talk about it before, right? Like first time going through this and all that, and we're going to find some days that we're going to take advantage of them, regardless of the situation. You got to put the player first. And he was very upset in the beginning, and then he was okay with it. So obviously, we were short, but that doesn't dictate what we're going to do with our ace.
Okay, so Cora's taking like all this credit, like, oh, we're going to manage him. Like, he threw 120 pitches or something like that. He threw 85 pitches.
So 15 more pitches would have killed him. 15 more pitches, he's not pitching in October.
Keith, 15 more pitches,
he's
season's
dead.
Over. Yeah.
You got to cart him off the field if he goes 15 more pitches. The guy's built. He was Hoss of the Week like 3 times.
I mean,
3-time Hoss of the Week. We had to retire it for him.
Would have stuck with him a little longer. He could have been Hoss of the Week again.
Not that. No, it's out of his control. Yeah. It's not. He can't be Hoss of the Week 5 and a third.
Not this week.
But like, that's what's just so wild for a guy like that. Like, just 85, like, now he's safe. Now he's going to be ready to go. There's people on the text line are pointing out, it's like, he'll be ready for the playoffs. They may not make the playoffs, but he'll be ready for the playoffs.
No, I mean, the whole...
Those 15 pitches now, you might be able to save in September.
Yeah, seriously.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
The whole attitude from Cora sucks. And you're right, you can think whatever you want about him skipping out for graduation, but that clearly means today doesn't matter to him. On the baseball field, today doesn't matter to him.
How important is each game the first 2 months? He's proving to you that it's not that important.
The manager pitches to Vlad Guerrero. The excuse is, with first base open, and the excuse is, well, I probably would have handled it differently in the ALCS. That means today doesn't matter to him.
The ALCS.
Oh, well, we're going to get Garrett Crochet out because it's not just about today. He's telling you today doesn't matter to him. And Monday, on the field, didn't matter to him. That message has kind of trickled down to the team, it seems. There's no urgency with this baseball team. At least Cora acknowledged in that comment that Crochet initially wasn't happy. I would focus on that.
Yeah.
After the game, Crochet sounds pretty calm. And I'm going to tell you, this is not his first answer. His first answer, he came out and he's like, yeah, I never want to know in my starts. I don't want that in my mind. I don't want Cora to tell me how many pitches I have, blah, blah, blah. So he's already said that earlier. But they circle back to it. I thought this was the more interesting answer to by Garrett Crochet.
Understanding that you don't want to know about it before you start. How much do you sort of... Are you aware of what they're trying to do, and have you talked to them about what they're trying to do?
No, not really aware of it at all. You know, tonight I was the 25 pitch first, or however many I threw in the first, obviously hurt, but I was prepared to go 7-8 innings, you know, 115 pitches if that's what it took. You know, obviously we won the series yesterday, but, you know, my goal is to come in today and sweep and just give the team as much length as possible.
Okay, first of all, nice. But second of all, that is not the manager's goal. The manager had no goal of coming in and sweeping.
Do they have the worst communication in baseball?
Yeah.
Between like the Devers and now this?
Yes.
Like, so they knew all along.
And we're going to get to him. Hendricks.
Hendricks. Add it to the pile.
Throw that on the pile.
But so they knew that it was going to be a shorter start for him, but you didn't want to communicate that with him? You didn't want to let him know, like, hey, you're probably only going to go to 80 pitches? Like, So they knew? Did Andrew Bailey know? Or is Cora just saying this now? Like, it's so bizarre. Whereas Crochet's mindset is, this bullpen's been worked. I'm the ace. I need to go 7 or 8. No, you're going to go 5 1/3. Then we're going to get it into Hendricks. Then we're going to ask Hendricks to come back for a second inning. And that's when the wheels fall off.
You see the whole exchange on the mound? Like, Crochet, like, came out. He's like, let me shake your hand. He didn't want to give him the ball. Like, of course he didn't want to give him the ball.
No, he's a competitor. He's an ace.
I watched the inning prior. Hendricks and someone else, I don't remember who it was now, but they were up.
Newcomb.
Thank you. They were up the inning prior.
On
and I'm
2 days rest after 80 pitches.
I'm like,
I was going to say, Newcomb threw almost as many pitches as Crochet.
I was like, what the hell is, are those guys just stretching out? Like, what is that? Why are they warming up? They're showing it on the broadcast. I'm like, they can't possibly be coming into the game. Right. Yeah. I'm like, is Newcomb just throwing on the side? What is this? And then.
Like, get him in there.
He gets one out in the sixth, and then boom, he's out of the game.
Yeah.
No signs of struggle.
No, outside they're saving him.
Outside of the first inning, which is way in the rearview mirror.
He's going to be minty fresh come October.
A season low pitches for Garrett Crochet last night on a night where you needed him. We all acknowledged it. It was such an obvious thing. We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And the text line is pointing it out. You're going to hear this when we come back. Absolutely fraudulent by Alex Cora. He was on in the afternoon saying he wants him to go 6-7.
100%. So what is that, gamesmanship? He's just straight. He's like, well, hopefully the Mets are listening to this. He's actually going to be gone way before that. But you're going to think he's going to pitch. Like, what? What does that do?
They're bracing for him to go 6 or 7.
Yep. Nope. You just got punked.
Like, what? So Crochet was pissed. I don't care how he sounded after the game. He was pissed, rightfully so. A lot of you were pissed. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. What do you think of Cora and his whole handling of the pitching staff? Not just Crochet.
No.
Because needing 5 outs, thinking you were going to get 5 outs out of Liam Hendricks, who, by the way, also sounds like he hates Cora.
Yeah. And you wouldn't pitch him the other day.
Brainless.
Brainless.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.